I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1265. Birthmarks. Do you have a birthmark? I do. Now, you can't see it most of the time because I have facial hair. But when I'm clean-shaven, I have a birthmark that's visible on my chin. A brown spot about the size of a nickel. Birthmarks are quite common. In fact, it's estimated that more than 10% of babies have some sort of birthmark. Salmon patches, also called stork bites or angel kisses, are the most common type of birthmark. Port wine skin birthmarks are the rarest. Less than 1% of people are born with them, and they occur because the capillaries in the skin are wider than they should be. What about Christians? Do Christians have birthmarks? Do we have evidences that we've been born into God's family? You bet your blessed bippy we do. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength. Here's a hint, that just might be a birthmark. And to love our neighbor as we've been loved. Hint number two, that's it too. Here we ask the question, what would it look like if Jesus were loving and living through the lives of his believers like you and me? If we're going to list our birthmarks as followers of Jesus, what would be on our list? Well, here are just a few you might want to consider. How about the birthmark of forgiveness? There are a lot of verses to back this up. I mean, Jesus said, if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. Shouldn't Christians be the most forgiving people of all because of all that we've been forgiven of? Of course, there's the birthmark of love. I already mentioned that. Jesus said, that's how people know that we're his followers. And the old beloved Apostle John said, if we say we love God and we don't love others, forget about it. Okay, that's a paraphrase. The birthmark of obedience, of course. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And then there's the birthmark of hunger. Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Just like the psalmist, we should have the desire that says, oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. There are all kinds of things that should mark us, should be identifiers that we belong to Jesus. What would you add to our list? Here's the great question. What are the birthmarks of belief that are most evident in your life right now? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we reflect on the birthmarks of a true follower of Jesus, we're reminded of the qualities that shine as a testament to our faith in him. May the birthmark of love be etched upon our souls, even this day, as we strive to love one another as you've loved us. Let compassion overflow in our hearts, embracing all with the same unconditional love that you've shown to us. God, grant us the birthmark of unwavering faith, rooted in a deep trust and belief in Jesus. And may our faith illuminate even the dark paths, guiding us through life's trials and tribulations. Instill within us the birthmark of humility, as we recognize that we're just vessels of your grace. Help us to serve with selflessness, putting the needs of others before our own, just as Jesus humbly served and washed the disciples' feet. May the birthmark of forgiveness and grace be a part of our spirits, allowing us to release the burdens of resentment and bitterness that we want to hold on to so tightly. Help us to extend the same forgiveness that you've granted to us, fostering healing and reconciliation in all of our relationships. Grant us the birthmark of gratitude, that we may always remember to give thanks for the abundant blessings you shower upon us. Let our hearts overflow with appreciation for the gift of salvation through Jesus. And finally, Father, imprint upon us the birthmark of obedience as we strive to align our lives with the teaching and example of your Son. Guide our steps on the path of righteousness, that we may glorify you in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1266. In the meantime, it's fun to be able to identify someone when they belong to a family, and it's clear just by looking at them. Well, may others obviously see that we belong to Jesus. How about them birthmarks?